I've got somebody who downloads them. So hello, everybody, and welcome. And somebody else is coming on. Hey, there's Allie. So we are here for our monthly mastermind meeting for the Practice Accelerator. And this is where we get to really dig in deep and work with you and see where you're at and work with your business. And I want to see some great things out of you guys really, like, soon. Seriously, I want to, you know, whatever procrastination or blocks or anything is there, I want to really work on that, because we work a lot on strategy. We work a lot on this, but I think that there's so much more to it. And underlying a lot of it is fear, perhaps, or, you know, not really sure that you can do it. Lack of worthiness. I don't know. There's some things that keep you from jumping in head first. I'm a jump in head first type of person. So even if I'm scared, it's like, I'm just jumping in, right? And so that may not be the best approach in all situations, but I'd like to see, because you're all super talented and you all have super great ideas and you have super great stuff that needs to get out bigger to the world. And I want to, you know, really work on that today. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
I don't mean to be so blunt or direct, but I think I need to be. Something, yes. You know?
Yes. When I hear you say we have super great things to get out, I think, yeah, the other two do. I don't.
Oh, my God. You are the one I think about every single time. We have some really challenging cases. Every single time one goes, oh, no, Lisa can't take all of these. No. Because that's what I think of. So maybe you're just being, you know, we need to have a chat about how you become my superstar, solve the tough cases person that I send everybody that has been to 27 different practitioners and can't figure it out, right? So you have great things too. We just have to see what the best way to get that out is.
Okay, that's amazing. Don't give me all the complicated ones.
No, I don't want to just give you complicated ones, but, yeah. You know, you already have Jay, Debbie, and Edie leftovers. So yeah. Those are complicated enough, but I think this guy John really could use your help.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Seriously. And there's a couple of others, but we'll give you a couple of easy ones too. Okay. There's no easy ones. I can't give you any. I lied. There's no easy ones this time. 4-time breast cancer survivor, another 2-time cancer survivor, 2 others who are cancer survivors. Wow. And they're looking for another way and they do not want to recurrence.
Well, fortunately, I'm not scared of cancer anymore. So if I don't deal with the cancer, I deal with the environment, the terrain.
Exactly. And look at what Mary, right? Mary was a prime example. Oh my gosh, you know? Yeah. So anyway. So let's just get started with a celebration each. Who's got a celebration? Yes, Sally.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello, everybody. Hi. Nice to see you.
Yay. You look all bright and cheery.
My celebrations aren't directly related, but I've paid off about £2,000 of my debt, and in the next couple of weeks I should be paying off another £10,000.
Woohoo!
I'm embroiled in a really difficult locum at the moment. It's really hard work, and which is great because it reminds me that this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. But, you know, in my 10-minute appointments when I see 40 patients a day, whatever, today I saw one patient with palpitations. I looked at the ECG, heart attack. I saw another patient this afternoon with an anal carcinoma. I haven't seen one of those in 20 years as a GP. Yesterday I saw one person who had a bit of indigestion pain, well, another heart attack, and another one who, the other one came in with pleuritic chest pain, PE, which is a blood clot in the lung, which can be fatal. Last week, it's something about the full moon, you know, it really brings them out. Last week, I also had another MI and appendicitis. And you're supposed to deal with all of that in 10 minutes, including writing the letter.
Sounds like you're an ER doc, not a general practitioner. Holy cow.
So, that's my celebration.
That's my celebration.
Yeah, I'm just achieving. I mean, you know, I'm doing good in the world.
And you are for sure. You are, and you're paying off your debt, and that's important. So people asked about our new, is that Jose that, not Jose,
Jorge.
Yeah, Jorge. Yeah. Is that Jorge who came in?
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh.
Jorge, where are you? I've been wondering where you've been.
He walked off. He came in, and I just want to make sure he was meant to be here.
Okay. Yeah, Jorge is, Jorge joined at Shine last year.
Yay!
I've been sending him messages all along, but we haven't seen him at call, so I'm glad to see he's finally ready to get started. He's a powerhouse. Yeah. He's a superstar. Those of you who were at Shine last year heard him perhaps in a one-on-one on stage with me, and he's really a superstar, so I can't wait for us to get to know him and him to get to know us. And there he is. We've been talking about you behind your back, Jorge.
Hi.
I think he doesn't hear us because he was looking for a headset. There he goes. Yeah, can you hear us, Jorge?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Beautiful, beautiful. We were just talking about you behind your back, so we want to tell you about, no. We were just asking, we haven't seen you, so congratulations on making it to your first meeting. This is our core group of diamond level practice accelerators. There's a couple of others, but they're not here right now.
Okay.
And we want to welcome you. I was telling them that you joined last year at Shine, and that we hadn't seen you yet. So I'm super glad that you're ready to get started.
Yeah, it's I made the time to be with you since I get like a lot of mails. So is it first time I see that there's special day for the diamond persons to be on in a group conference?
Great. And did you get an email from us about setting up your 2-hour get started and your VIP day with me?
Nope.
All right. So I'm gonna have it resent, and it's gonna stay in the subject line. Important. Open this, Jorge.
No. Okay.
Something like that. We'll make sure that you get it, and I'll have my assistant, my personal assistant, send that to you. I'm going to have Michelle. Oh, my pen doesn't work. I'm going to have Michelle send that directly to you with the link so that you can get on your 2-hour practice planning, and then we can schedule from there. We can schedule our VIP day so that we can really get you launched in and going. Okay?
Excellent. Yep.
In the meantime, these are calls we have once a month. And these are calls, the way we structure them is usually everybody will at the beginning go round robin and share one celebration. Okay. And then everybody gets a certain block of time, usually 15 minutes or so, where we work on what are you working on, what do you need help with, whether it's an opt-in page, whether it's a webinar, whether it's a strategy, whatever it might, or a mindset thing. Sometimes it's a mindset thing. And we work on that to help each person. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll go around. Allie just shared her celebration. I'm going to have Annette and Lisa. That's Annette and Lisa. Annette's the one with the purple background, and Lisa's the one with the blue background. And Allie is the one with the green. Allie's a GP that has worked for like 20 years in the NHS in England and recently left to pursue her own thing. But she does what's called locums, which is she fills in for other docs that are out. And that's how she gets the plants, her income, those locums.
So okay, excellent.
And Lynn just came on. You met Lynn at Shine, I'm sure. And Lynn is our mama up there to the whole program and everybody here. And yeah, she takes care of everybody. But she often, most of the time, comes.
I just come on to make sure that all you guys are taken care of.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And we can
just get hugs.
And get hugs. Yes, her little hugs. So thank you. So let's just start with Annette. Let's have a celebration from Annette.
Well, I posted in the group that I had gotten feedback from a diabetes mom whose opinion I actually value because she thinks like I do.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I thought that thing was done,
okay,
I did make changes to accommodate
some of her
suggestions because she is – in theory, you know, my target audience.
Absolutely. And we don't want to create things in a vacuum and expect that people are going to want it. And actually putting something new, whether it's a free opt-in or a program out to people in your target audience to get opinions is a very good idea.
And I got great feedback from her. She gave me a list of like 20 things
Wow.
that she would have said, I would rather, if I was new into this, these are the things I would have liked to have been told. And one of my responses to her was, I'm going to cover all that, just not at this step. That'll be, you know, in the next step or the step after. But her list has been great. And it's
wonderful. But well, you might use her list, though, as a tease, right? If those are the things she's thinking, I really want to know this, tease into that next step.
Very good, yeah.
Right? That they know you're seeding it, that they're going to get it. Because if that's on her mind, that's on their minds. And you always want to answer the questions that they have in their mind before they even speak it, and they go, wow, this person really knows me, right? That creates this instant report. Great.
So that was, yeah, I was real happy. And she was like, oh my God, I hate to tell you this. And I'm like, no, I mean, I asked.
Please. Great. Yeah, it's great feedback.
Yeah.
Super. Yay, thank you. What about Lisa?
Well, my celebration is that I'm here because I have been doing nothing on working. I've been working in my business, like catching up with clients and not doing anything for my business. Mm. And I thought, I'm not doing anything, I shouldn't come today. And I had second thoughts about the retreat, but I thought, nope, I'm just going to show up and then get started again.
You know, that the one thing about the energy of the group is that pushing you forward. Because alone in a vacuum, sitting behind a closed door, we tend to procrastinate and feel bad about ourselves. You had a lot of serious stuff going on in your family. Yeah. You had to take care of it. But I'm glad you jumped back in. And Jorge looked like he was nodding that you do that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So it's your turn then. What's the celebration for you?
I guess that is like with Lisa, my celebration is being here. I guess that it gets to a point that you need to do a lot of things and you end up not doing as many as you like. So you get to a point that you get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you go even slower than you were doing.
Yeah.
At least.
For you.
Yeah, for me. And the good thing is being here trying to steal some energy from all of you. I hope that you don't feel bad about that, but
it's all yours to take.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I have plenty more where it came from.
I guess that as in my line of work, I end up giving a lot of people energy, and sometimes I'm not receiving as much as I'm giving. And at some point, you end up doing that procrastination thing that you're not doing things, but it's because our energy is not there.
Your energy is strained. Your energy has been giving and you have to give back. Yeah. And that's why I personally belong to multiple mastermind groups because, you know, I may get caught up and, oh my God, this is too much. How can I handle all this? What did I take on? And then I go to the group and I get grounded and I get supported and I get to move on. I get ideas. And that's why we do these things, quite frankly. That's why we do it for our clients and have groups, not just one-on-one coaching, because they are phenomenal. Like we did one last night and there were like 27, 28 people on and they were all like just feeding on each other's energy. And I could see, you know, how much that was supporting them. And the same thing for us as practitioners, we're giving. We've got to be with our peers that to be able to get that support, to celebrate the small wins that, you know, every little win is something we need to celebrate. And as the hypervigilance and self-critics, we don't necessarily do that, right? And to hear it from other people go, oh, I guess I did do well. Like I was telling these guys about you, from what I know about you, you're a superstar. Like the way you have so many clients and you're helping so many people, yet you need this support to structure it so you're not putting such a drain on you.
Yeah.
And you're still able to give, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Good. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks. Totally.
Lynn, do you have any one thing you want to celebrate?
Okay. And actually, part of the reason I was late was processing with one of my transpersonal energy healing peers. This has been a kind of a tough week for me. I may have shared this story with my last week I was helping watch my daughter's dog while they were on vacation and he's a big puppy. Think Marmaduke, if you know who Marmaduke is. But anyway, he wouldn't get along with our dog, so we put him in this one section during the evening and didn't realize that there was rat poison in there. And of course, he chewed on it. And he is still alive and he's doing better. But it brought up so much sense of guilt, my sense of worth and value just absolutely plummeted. And anyway, so I've been really busy processing this. And part of what has come up, though, is the reason it was so acutely painful for me is because I have been doing this work on myself to be my best self. And, you know, so the celebration is I'm realizing that I am in the process of birthing a new me. And birth is something I'm fairly familiar with. And understanding the process of it, of the birth pains and all of that. And, you know, and I apologize if this is kind of way out and wacky, but in a way I invited this event to happen almost as a mucus plug breaking, because the birth pains I've been feeling since then have been tremendous. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm starting to come out the other side, like I'm crowning or something. And so this is a chance I get to do, which I didn't necessarily do with all my other births, was celebrate this birth process of myself and my business. Because I have been getting more clarity on pieces that I want with that and just my life. I think I shared on a call last night with you. So we had a full moon last night or last weekend. And since full moons are about creating an intention and releasing what no longer serves you, I'd written a sentence. It says, "I am the divine embodiment of spiritual flow." And so that is why it was, I think some of this is happening, is it's helping me to birth this idea, this intention, and to bring it into the world. So that my flow with my life, with working with Dr. Rita Marie, with my own business, will have that flow. So sorry if that all sounds convoluted and... But I'm celebrating the fact that I showed up here at your call understanding and not wallowing so much in self-pity or self-worth anymore, because that's a comfortable place for me to be. Sure. I know that one real well. That's a blanket that I have just about made threadbare. And I recognize it. And, oh, okay. Nope. We're not going to do that anymore. And so I'm celebrating that.
Awesome. Sorry about the dog, but wow.
Well, he's much better now. Thank goodness he's so big. And we'd completely forgotten. It'd been years. So I'm assuming they were not as potent. And it's also really interesting because I did the NEPT orientation call Monday night. And of course that was right on the back end of the call with Deborah Wayne, which I sobbed my whole way through. And so I got on the NEPT orientation call, and who's on there, who has never been on there before, is Lynn Rose. And so she was able to give me some information. She sent me an article that somebody written about their own experience with a dog who had eaten some rat poison. So,
the serendipity just never stops.
Yep. And so that's part of my celebration, is knowing that I'm not alone, that I am supported, and yeah.
That's awesome. But for those of you who did not listen to it, if you're in the ERC, on the ERC page, you can watch the Deborah Wayne thing. It was pretty profound. It was really profound.
I'm not getting any links for those.
I've already created teamwork tasks for that because none of the coaches are getting any noises or anything. So,
no, it's because it's because I need to be giving everybody very explicit instructions about every little step. And of course, that's not my thing, right? So we've told them before that the FNC coaches should be getting all of the ERC emails. We've told them that, but...
Multiple times.
So it needs to be reiterated and make sure. And make sure Jessica knows that.
Yes, well, she's tagged on it. Yeah.
People. All right, so... let's just kind of go around and see who wants to go first. And let me look at our time. We have about 15 minutes per person to just really dig into something that you want support with. And whether it be a mindset thing, a procrastination thing, a particular item, a strategy, as we talked about at the beginning before everybody was on, that, you know, maybe the mindset is really something that needs to be talked about, the procrastination, and how do we get you to actually do it? Like, what is, if there's a fear, like a lot of times there's a fear of, like, if you're putting out a new work into the world, that it's going to be rejected, it's not going to be good enough. And so instead of just putting it out there and risking that, we procrastinate it. We take our time doing it. We don't finish it. So for example, I'll just give you an example. Annette, is it okay if I use you as an example?
Yes.
I think that we've been working on this freebie thing for what, 4 months now?
Forever.
Okay. And here's the thing. Done is better than perfect, right? So we can get it out there and we can get feedback and then you can make changes and you can make changes again and again and again. But done is better than perfect.
Yes.
So you get it out there, you start to get opt-ins, and you get feedback and you change it.
And I agree. It doesn't, you know, my book, when I put my book out, that's what they kept telling us. Get it out. You can update it later. And if I hadn't gotten such powerful feedback from Bobby, I would have let it go.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, I got to mess with it again. So I did. I put it off because I didn't want to mess with it again because I had it done. But I still felt it was...
But when you say you had it done, you had the book done.
Well, the first freebie, yeah.
Right, but do you have all the other pieces around it? Because you were...
I hit the wall, and I went, it's summer, I'm done. You know. Kid, we got sick, and it's just house honey. And there's so many excuses that by the time I hit the computer, it's like, well, there's a book, you know. So, yeah, I need the kick. So
the kick is this, right? You've got the opt-in, the page is beautiful, the documentation, if you want to tweak it at all based on and have a look at that.
And I did. I turned that in.
Okay. So put that, give it to, you had found a whatever on Upworks. No.
No. I only got 3 people. So obviously my ad wasn't right. I've gotten a couple leads. So I'm going to contact the 2 people I have. And then if that's still not working, I'll have to, you know, do the Upworks again. So I'm open to any suggestions and referrals if anybody has someone.
You just need somebody to put up an opt-in page, right?
Right.
So I would say, first of all, start with the 3 leads you got and see if any of them are okay. I mean, 3 is fine. You only need 1, right? You only need 1. And yeah, maybe the ad could have been better. You might have attracted more, but maybe you narrowed the lead down enough that you just attracted your own time. Makes it much easier.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So contact those, and I would like to see you by the end of the week. Echoing. Is that you? No? Let me see who's on mute. I'll just mute everybody else. Okay, there we go. I would say by the end of the week, I want you to have chosen someone. Because this isn't rocket science. This isn't like you're asking somebody to write your whole website, write copy, you know, do some technical, real hard stuff. This is somebody who has experience. And if all 3 of them are no good, obviously you're going to start again. But this is someone who just needs to go into WordPress and set up an opt-in page. Right? You wrote the copy. You get to, so it's not like you need somebody with a really high level of skill.
Okay.
Okay. So choose somebody by the end of the week and have them, it shouldn't take them more than 2 hours to do.
Okay.
And it probably shouldn't cost you more than $100.
All right.
At the most. Okay. All right. So with those guidelines, if you need any help with choosing, if you're not sure, just let me know, but it's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And get it up there. So going back beyond that, I know you've had a lot going on with the house and the moving and your daughter and all this, but is there something else that's holding you back?
Well, I think there is a piece of who's going to listen, you know, why pick me over a medical professional? Because that,
medical professionals don't know the first thing about diabetes.
And I know that too.
Done.
And I'm starting to get more comfortable when people say, what do you do? And I go, well, you know, diabetes and coaching parents and, because that's the way I get to the kids. And I have to say that being able to wear the Libre has totally changed the way I can see and give advice. Right now, my kid's wearing it because her Dex isn't working right. That has totally changed and opened up a lot for me on what I can do, can't do, and how I can advise people going forward.
Exactly. Exactly.
Huge. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a huge piece. And it's a conversation starter, no doubt, right? In Texas, when we don't have our arms covered, everybody's asking me what the heck the thing is. So yeah, people need it. And the more you feel like, hey, am I the only one that speaks about this? But I am. There's not enough of us that speak about this for all those poor kids that are suffering needlessly. And are going to lose their sight, have kidney failure, going to, you know, lose limbs, and you can save them. So your voice needs to get heard.
Well, and starting this, I just found out where the meetings are for the Junior Diabetes Research Foundation. They have monthly meetings here in Austin. Right. So I think the next one's next week or the week after. So I'm going to start going to being the weirdo in the room.
Hey, and tell me how you introduce yourself about, just give me the, oh, hey, Annette, what do you do?
I am a health coach, and I work with parents of and caregivers of diabetics, and I work with the parents to improve their lifestyle and their habits and nutrition so that then they will introduce that to the whole family. So it's kind of a backdoor way for me to support and improve the health of the diabetic children in your household or in your life.
Mm. So do you think that the saying, and I'd love feedback from others, saying that it's a backdoor way to them is a good thing to say, or?
No, that's just what fell out of my mouth.
That's what just fell out of your mouth with us. Yeah. Cause I think that, you know, I think it can be, like jazzed up a bit to get those people excited. I support you. You know, if it's a parents group meeting and you know that this person is, I support parents like you who are struggling with raising a diabetic kid and non-diabetic kids to create some balance and sanity in their lives so that they can create balance and sanity in their families and also influence positively the diets and lifestyles of each family member to prevent complications in the diabetic child, but also prevent the non-diabetic children from becoming diabetic. That's something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to hit on their emotions, not just their intellect.
Okay.
And what you said was great. I think it just hit intellect more than emotion. Right? So think about emotive, right? You want to get them to go, oh, I need you.
Right.
I need you. Right. And I think when you say take care of themselves, not even most parents don't want to hear that. Right. But when you talk about it, create balance and sanity in the family or in your life, that goes, whoa. But self-care goes, oh, that's just one of those things I don't have time for. Make sense?
Right. Yeah.
And I'm almost thinking it just came to my mind, the name of your thing, instead of being the diabetic caregivers self-care guide or whatever,
something along
a guide to creating balance and sanity in the chaotic world of diabetes. Something like that might actually, and I'd love to hear other people's feedback if you have any ideas on that, but just because that's what they want. They want sanity. They want balance. They don't necessarily want to know how to take care of themselves. Although it's, you know, obviously that's the backdoor way to get there, right?
Right.
Any thoughts on that? Anybody? Lisa, Allison, or anybody?
Allison's usually good at titles. Lynn?
Yeah, I had to let my dog out. Can you say that again?
And I would say, thank you, Lynn. That was my other thought. Don't start with a health coach who just, this is what I do.
Okay. Because it doesn't bother me to say health coach.
No, but they don't know what that is. And okay. Immediately, and if they do, they may have some weird idea of what it is.
Okay.
Right? You know, some fringy group. This is what I do. I support. And how you can be a benefit. So it's a results-oriented thing. So how you can be a benefit for them. I support parents of diabetic children like you who are, you know, in this mess of chaotic living to create balance and sanity for themselves, for the family, for the diabetic child, to prevent complications and, you know, promote overall health for the whole family. Anybody feel a difference in that? Yeah. I mean, you clean it up. I mean, you can play this back and clean it up, but that's the gist you want to get is like, oh yeah, she gets me. Yeah. We do have crazy chaotic imbalance and I would love to create some sanity and balance in the family.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'll work on the title. Cause I think or just add a tagline to the title even about, you know, calm the hectic and chaotic life.
What is the name of it now again? The Diabetic
Caregiver Survivor Guide.
Survival Guide. I mean, survival is a good word because it implies that they're having a you know, I'll put it in my thinking cap and see what I come up with as it brews.
Right, because do I either change, because it's either change the title or add, you know, that secondary title.
Or add the tagline that they're going to see, yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool. Anything else that you need support with?
Not right now, just I needed the kick, thank you.
Okay, all right, end of the week. I'm just expecting you to tell me that you got somebody and they're all ready to go.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Because if you call these two today, it's Wednesday, and it doesn't work out, you can put another ad right away on Thursday, and you'll at least have some prospects that you can contact right away.
Allison, it's Diabetic Caregivers Survival Guide is what we have right now.
I'm just thinking that sounds like it's the caregiver that's diabetic. That's why we try not to say diabetic nurses. We say diabetes nurses. It's just a thought.
Okay.
Oh, diabetes versus diabetic.
Yeah, I
see. Got it. Good distinction.
Yeah. And that's an easy change.
Just something to think about.
No, I think you're right. Yeah.
Because it's a smaller niche, caregivers with diabetes.
Yeah. Much smaller. Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Who wants to go next?
Well, I don't have much, so can I go next? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, my website was hacked in June, and then meanwhile, my life was hacked by my whole family crisis, and I got back to the website situation, and it's completely gone, and I have to rebuild it completely. They can't reinstate anything. It's gone. So I need to also get a kick up the butt I have to reconstruct the whole thing, everything that I created. And, you know, I'm trying to find, I sent the tech guy, the web guy things via WeTransfer and some by email. So I can't even just look at my emails that I sent him. So I send it in various different ways. So I would like to get my website back online again. Realistically, I think middle of September, it would be good if I just had some basic framework online. Cause I don't have anything online anymore.
So here's what you're going to do to start. Okay. Yeah. This is the simplest thing. You're going to redirect the, balanceyourbod.whatever it is, UKCA, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Redirect that to an opt-in page, create an opt-in page on lead pages.
Oh, okay.
That says something about what you do and offers them a hot gift. You've got plenty of gifts you can offer them and you get them opted in. once they opt in, that thank you page that you can also set up in three pages, right? That will entice them into either your strategy session, right? Your whatever $77 strategy session, right? Mm-hmm. Or something that they can pay for that you have a low end cost price thing, right?
Yeah.
So you go straight from they opt in. You go, hey, thank you. This is Lisa. Check your email for the link to the XYZ freebie. And in the meantime, and you could do this as a video. You can do a real quick on phone video. Say, you know, you're here for a reason. You wanted this particular freebie because you have this particular problem. And I see people like this all the time. And, you know, my specialty is helping people get to the root cause of some really complex things that are going on. And I'd love to help you. You know, sign up for a strategy session. Normally it's $250, but because you came through this and I want to give you an introductory offer, it's only $77 today. Or you, it's some other whatever. Whatever you're going to offer them, you do a quick little video that says what it is, or you do it in a paragraph form or an audio, either way. And that's the thank you page. And that sends them to something. And these are all things you already have, right? I mean, you didn't lose all the stuff. You just lost the website.
Well, I love the website, all the images, all the everything, all the...
And you didn't have them stored on your...
And so I have to
backup. Did you check with the server that they didn't have a backup?
They found one area of text. Everything's gone because it was hacked, and it was just everything's gone. I mean, all the images are gone, everything's gone. And I had redesigned all the logo and everything, and so I have a draft of that. But I even changed that. As things get put up on a page. You keep changing it. And so I found the first thing I had. So at least I have to start from, zero again.
So you can actually recreate your website temporarily using lead pages.
Okay.
All right. And even on the lead pages, I mean, you can even set something up that looks like a lead page. If you look at our Shine sales page, it looks like a web page with the little boxes, and that's done in ClickFunnels. So there's easy ways to get it quickly set up, but just at least get yourself, you didn't lose your lead pages, so you have some of your opt-in stuff. You probably still have the actual documents that you can give away. That's on your own computer. Yeah. So you just set, that's what I would set up immediately.
Yeah, and at least a contact page because, people trying to find me and they get a message, forbidden, because my site was hacked and then
you immediately have to change that even if you just change it without changing anything else you just redirect it to one of your opt-ins in lead pages right and you know how to do a redirect your web guy should know how to do that just tell him you want to do a DNS redirect
okay
and then you'll have something you'll have a presence right and at the bottom of each lead page opt-in you can have that contact information right.
Yeah.
Just put it right at the bottom of every page you create there, and then they have the access to you, your phone number, your email address, whatever else, however, just say contact information. You can have your little bio. An opt-in should always have a little bio about Lisa, blah, 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 blah. So you copy wherever that might be, and then you just put a little contact information.
Well, that's great because, just the thought of recreating the whole thing has just, doing it once was bad enough and having to do it all over again.
Yeah. No.
And I spent about an hour on the phone with the server because he was looking at the backup and they have some backups of their backups and it's just gone. I mean,
Wow. Oh, that's horrible.
Well, that's a good idea. I'll do that. And I'll put a deadline to myself in the middle of September. So that gives me enough 2 weeks. So.
Yeah, and the other thing you might look at is storing your images and your files instead of on the website. Store it on like Amazon S3. Very inexpensive to do that. Once you get into videos, it could get more expensive because, it goes by views. But, Amazon S3, and it will store your data. So we have all of our data is on Amazon S3, our videos, our files, and they have extreme security there. And then our pages are actually on the web server.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Phew, what a mess. But maybe it's just a kick in the pants you needed to, do something different.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Who wants to go next? It's Allison or Jorge? Oops, you're muted, Jorge. Unmute. Let's see. There we go. There you are.
The thing is that I don't know from where to start. It's literally what I do is I see one-on-one. And what I have been trying to do is trying to set up to see online, maybe to charge more. If you hear how much I charge the hour, you will laugh. Since here in Mexico, the economy is passing, the dollar goes higher, so the peso is every time is less. But the persons here in the people here in Mexico keep winning the same. For example, maybe last year I was charging in dollars $40 the hour. But right now, or the consult, right now it will be like $35.
Mm-hmm. Because of the peso.
Yes, because of the peso. So when I was at Shine, I was thinking about maybe not focusing in giving my service to the Mexicans, but maybe to the Latin American people that might live in the States, might live in other places. Since they are winning in dollars, not in pesos, so maybe they can maybe pay more, and they don't see it as expensive as it is. For example, I was hearing what some of you were charging, $70 as a promotion. And for me, that's almost two consults.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the equivalent of two consults.
Yeah.
The thing is that at the moment, I work around, I don't know, it's 55 hours a week. Something around that.
Yeah. Yeah. So your job, your goal is, yes, you can offer your one-on-one services to others. That's one thing. But you still want to service these people who need you in Mexico. And what I'm going to give you as a homework to do, right, is to pay attention as you're counseling these folks about the things you say over and over and over again. To just about everybody. And we're going to talk about this. You and I are going to set up a 2-hour to really go through this, but this is how I want you to prepare for it. What are some of those things? Like you talk to them about, you know, the sugar. You might talk to them about certain fats. You might talk to them about, you know, movement and exercise. And you kind of say the same things over and over. So what we want to be able to do for you is to pull those things out that you say over and over and be able to. You can still charge people this $35 for an hour with you, but you can actually not be doing the stuff that you can do over and over. You can offer them a class where they get some number of visits with you plus the educational videos that you've created. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And then when you're meeting with them, you're saying, okay, before we meet again in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month or whatever, I want you to watch these videos. And I'm going to have an action step plan at the end of these videos. And I want you to start doing that. And then we'll talk about how that worked for you. And maybe we need to tweak it or modify it. And when you present it to them, you're presenting it to them that they're going to sign up for this program and it's going to cost them less in the long run. And that way you can service more people, but you can make more money. And then you can offer that program out to all Spanish speaking people. Right? And there's a lot of that in the U.S., right? There's a lot of people doing that in the U.S. There's not a lot of people doing it in Spanish-speaking countries. So you can become the one
who does
this education.
In Mexico, they do offer it. I mean, there's a lot of health coaches that are very good at presenting the information. Maybe the information is not that good, but the presentation of the information is very good. I don't know.
You'll learn from that. So when we get together, I want you to give me names of those and websites so that we can look at it together and we can see how do we position Jorge as the one.
Okay.
How do you take your stuff and your strategies and position them? Sure, there's a lot of people in the U.S. who I think their information isn't anywhere near as good as mine, quite frankly, and that's not to be cocky or anything, but they are phenomenal marketers and they spend, you know, $50,000 a month in Facebook ads, mm-hmm. but they're giving people information that I don't think is that hot. Okay? Yeah. But that doesn't mean that I can't be very successful. Right? I'm not going to like compete head on with those people. I'm just going to put it out there and we're going to look at what is the unique thing about you that's going to have people choose you over those other people.
Okay.
Right? And when they get to know you, like the people who are in my fold and they get to know me, they would much rather buy a program from me or join a program from me than some unnamed people that some of you know who I'm talking about that is out there all the time and all over the place. Because they feel me. They don't feel him. They feel me. And that's the thing. You have when we had that conversation at Shine, you have you care, right? You really care about these people and their health. And when that comes across and get you on video and speaking your native language, you're talking to us and this isn't your native language. When you talk to them in their native language and you let this shine through your heart, then that's what's going to capture them.
Okay.
Okay. There's plenty of room, even though there's a lot of people doing this stuff, there's plenty of room for more. And we all have our unique gift that we bring and you're no exception. So I want you to do that. I'm going to make sure that Michelle will send you the link to the business strategy. It's a 2-hour business strategy call. Get you on the calendar and we'll talk about this. If she sends you the link and you can't find a good block because my schedule is kind of crazy, but there's always evening times and there's always weekend times that we can try to squeeze it into. I just don't put it on the public calendar.
Okay.
So if you don't find something there, just say, Michelle, I didn't find anything there. Help me find another spot. And I'll make sure she knows that she can do that. She knows what her spots are. Okay.
Excellent.
I want to get you started because this is important. And I see it we see it. It's very common in Mexico for people to be like, it's a pride in having a plump child because it's a sign that you've fed them well. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about the foods. Your basic foods are phenomenal, the avocados and the vegetables, but there's just so much grease added to it and there's so much health issues and diabetes and, you know, Coke advertising and getting people to be on that bandwagon, that when you can educate them about the value and the beauty of what you do, you already do it. So you already have a process,
mm-hmm.
right? And what we want to do is see what is that process, that journey you take people through. Yeah, it's going to be a little different for each person, obviously. But when you sit down with it, you're going to see that there's a process that you take them through. There's a journey that you take each person through. And when you can turn that journey into a program, you can reach way, way, way more people.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. So do that, get on my calendar, and we'll map it out. We'll do a 2-hour business strategy where we'll kind of start to map out what those pieces are, and then we'll schedule the VIP day, whether you come here, if you're here, if you're coming to Shine, we could do it somewhere around Shine, or we could do it remotely. Lisa and I've never met Lisa. She's never come over here because she's in Switzerland, and we did it in a series of half-day type of things that we got it done in. It's much better if you come here because, you know, it's just a great day. I mean, we really get to get you walking away with the strategy.
Okay. Right? Yes. Yep. Got it.
All right. Good. Yeah. Wonderful.
Thanks.
Hey, Allison, you can't skirt it any longer. Unmute.
There we go. I think the easiest way of focusing on one thing would be my website, which is so totally crap now. It's still got copywriting on it that's from like yonks ago. by which I mean 3 years ago before I was doing this properly. So it really needs rewriting. And, you know I can. My internet is so tryingly slow at the moment.
So,
there it is. Okay, so if I screen share.
Okay.
And if you could give me some ideas. Okay. No, we don't want Chrome. We want new share. We want, there we go. That's better. Okay, so this is my front page. I love the colours. At the time that she was putting this website together, everybody was moving over to the Divi types theme, which is right across the page. But she said, oh, no, you don't need that. And I've regretted it ever since. But
right.
It's
difficult
because she was a friend through networking. And there's lots of things, as you know, that she's done wrong. But I've stuck with her and procrastinated on changing, but I need to change on many different scores. So there we go. So this is the front page, which is boring. We need a video on there. And, yeah.
Okay, so it's not as bad as mine. So just take it. He's about 8 years old and hasn't
okay,
been.
That's
so it's definitely much better than that. As far as changing to just even changing a fresh look as a start, you can go to Upwork and you can find somebody who can just convert this into a Divi format for you.
Yeah.
And that's an easy thing. And then it will have that modern, fresh look with the, you know, the banner that stays and the moves and the scrolling, and it's just beautiful. And that's an easy change. Yeah. As far as the copy, years ago, it was the lots of copy on the homepage and, you know, give that whole big description. Nobody wants to do it. It's click, click, click. So, you know, something like that where this would be on an about page and you can tweak the copy. But you want that first page to be compelling, right? So instead of calling it Dr. Allie's Hormone Success System, maybe, I mean, you're calling it that, obviously, but, I mean, instead of that headline being that, maybe the headline is a results-oriented thing. Like,
Joyful, sexy menopause.
Joyful, sexy menopause. Get out of the hormone hell. You know, something that's going to go, yeah, I want that. But Dr. Allie's Hormone Success System, but I love some of the names we came up with at the retreat, right? The retreat, the NEPT retreat. I think all of those, you know, just kind of changing that. That's an easy change, right?
Yeah.
Just going in, and if you knew how to edit a word, hopefully this is WordPress, and if it's not, it's got to get
it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really a matter of hitting the edit button and going in and changing that. And if you gave me your access, I could do that in 30 seconds. That's how quick and easy the headline, right?
In your spare time.
In my spare time, yeah, if I had that. But usually when I log into my system, you're not logged into your back end, but when I log into my back end, it's so tempting because now there's an edit button at the top, which would say right there, and it has the, I just click the edit button. Oh, there's a mistake on that page. I click the edit button, and I go in and I edit it. So that might be something for you to look at learning how to do. Not that you need more things to learn how to do, but the time it takes to change a simple wording on a page is much less than the time it takes to write to a person, have them do it, find out they did it wrong, have them redo it, et cetera, et cetera. I know Lisa's done a lot of that with her own lead pages. She just said, screw it, just, you know, it's crazy. I'll just do this myself, right? And if it's fancy, crazy stuff, you don't do it yourself. But if it's just changing the wording, oh, there you are. But with ours, once you're logged in, if you go to that main page, it'll show at the top, edit page, and you can just get in and make changes to it. And
I do that regularly with the blog pages and everything, so I do know I can edit that, this. No problem.
The same on this. Those are posts, these are pages. That's the only difference, right? Yeah. So you can go in and change whatever you want to on this page very quickly, very quickly. Okay. And even just changing that heading. Now, as far as changing it to a new theme, you know, you go on Upwork and you say, I'm looking for a blog or person. Excuse me. I came back from my run and I didn't drink my water and I don't even know what to say. So in terms of that, you go to Upwork and you say, I'm looking for someone who can install the Divi theme and convert my website over to Divi. You can start with that. And that alone is going to give you some great, it's just the visual look is going to be so much better. Right?
Yeah.
And then you can just go through it page by page. If you find somebody who you like, you can just go through it and page by page ask them to help. If you want a complete new design, that's a designer, and those guys are expensive. And it's time-consuming of your time because they ask lots of questions and, you know, you're going to have to really give it some thought. But I would do that as a starting point, and that'll give you a whole new look.
Yeah. Because it looks dated now.
And mine does too.
Okay.
I converted over to the Divi theme about a year and a half ago, and I've been waiting for Jazzy to finish a banner for the top of it, because that's the only thing Jimmy's waiting on. Like, I just need a banner and we can convert your whole website over. And so I know the feeling.
Yeah. Okay. And then the Meet Dr. Ali, there's two pages on Meet Dr. Ali. This one, and then the other one's Dr. Ali's medical profile. So this is Meet Dr. Ali.
And Dr. Ali is an inspirational. This is one.
Pardon?
Why do you have it on two pages?
Yeah, it was just an idea of the people who put the text together, which was 3 years ago. So a bit about my story, which is all a load of bollocks, and then medical profile. I've just got my qualifications. I mean, it's so tedious. So really, you just need to meet Dr. Ali, you need a video.
Yeah. I just think it's confusing if you have two sub bullets on that. If you just have Meet Dr. Ali and they have it and then they just link to each other, you can still have it as a separate page and you can have a pretty picture, like a book, like one of those tiles like that, that would say Dr. Ali's, or even this one page that they go to and it says Dr. Ali, how dark, I don't know, you could split it. I think it might be too public. But this is a lot of text, right?
No, but nobody would ever read it anyway.
Well, some of them will. Nobody would read it. Yeah, but keep this as this page, but don't link it from that main thing. Link just that link thing goes to the one page, and it has a bullet for more detail. So the top, this is the first page?
Yeah.
Yeah, so go scroll up. That at the top of the, which is the first one? Meet Dr. Ali.
I'm just coming up to it now. It's just syncing. There we go.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say I specialize in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, because that's what attracts people who just want BHRT and don't want to do any work on themselves.
Right. So this page is the one I would focus attention on. Really, like, you as that dynamic person who's going to dig in and is going to get to the root cause, not just throw some symptoms, and even this is where your video should be. You know, the video we talked about that said, this is what I do. This is why I'm different. This is my philosophy, a 3 minute or less video on this page. And then you can have all the words for the people who want to read the words. And then you can even have a tile on there that says, that has a link to that other page if they really want to get into your medical background. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this is where you tell them, because you're right. You don't want them to be coming for just bioidenticals. And this is where you tell that story. And you can do the video, and you can also then convert that video into the same idea, but in text for those people who don't want to watch a video. Because I personally rather skim text than watch video.
Yeah, me too.
And that we've hit all the different people that... And emotion. Remember, we said with Annette, emotive words, right? Dr. Ali's committed to helping you end the hormone hell and have a sexy, vibrant menopause. This is what, you know, in many years of medical practice, I've seen over and over again, people fall through the cracks and be shoved off and given Prozac and antidepressants and, you know, hormones, when really what they need is a fundamental shift in their lifestyle in order to increase their longevity, not just solve the symptoms and blah, 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 you know, all the stuff that you know what to do. Yeah. And we've laid out. And that's what I would do differently. But you can, the thing is, okay, again, like I said to Annette, done is better than perfect. So you don't like what this looks like, hire somebody for $100 to make it into a Divi theme and look prettier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the get started is very confusing because it doesn't show people how to get started in my clinic in any way whatsoever. It says get started with a discovery session, but the only link there is to get the stress busting kit, which is one of my freebies.
Yeah, so I love the idea of the get started, giving them choices. Here's my freebie. Here's my entry point, you know, consultation, low-end consultation, and here's my package. Or, you know what I'm saying, like three choices with pretty boxes that they get to choose, and that you qualify them based on what they need or want, right? So the quick get started, blah, 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 the in-depth and the on. You're not going to get a lot of people going for that in-depth, but that might be where you have them sign up for a strategy session. But think about three different ways that they could get started at different levels or at different mindsets. Where are they coming from?
Yeah.
Right? Toes in the water, you know, feet first, head first, that kind of thing. Right? I mean, we've had people who, you know, you think that they're going to come in for the $10 thing and then they'll buy the higher price and then the higher price. In reality, that's not really what happens. We have so many people who have jumped right into the highest level. There are people who joined our ERC program this year who have never bought anything from me before, and they jumped in it at the highest level for $13,000.
Brilliant. Right?
Okay. So that you give them that choice. I know people who say, I'm in a mastermind with JJ Virgin, and she says, I get so frustrated. I'm a quick start. If I like this person and I think they can help me, I don't want their freaking freebie and I don't want to watch three videos before I can get started. Just tell me how to get started. Sign me up. I'm ready. Right?
Yeah, I think this is definitely something there.
Telling video that they like, oh my God, she's a breath of fresh air. Oh my God, she knows all this medical stuff and she understands that my body's more than just this chemistry lab that we're going to try to throw bullets at. And they get you. There's going to be those that look and go, I want it all, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I just thought of something. That could be the headlines on your boxes, you know, blah, 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 I want it all.
Yeah.
Right? And the I want it all is they're going to jump in with a six-month program with you to get the assessments, to get the testing, to get whatever it is that they need. And there are some people who never will want, that's just the way they go. They will go first on the airline. They want the penthouse suite in the hotel. And if they find a practitioner that they relate to, they want the top end service.
Yeah.
Right?
And they can't know that without video. They can't tell from this.
No. And if it's that, you don't have them directly go to it and see how much it costs. You send them to a, you know, fill out this form and let's have a conversation to see if this is a good fit.
Yeah.
But you do want it to be something they could do quickly, right? You want to catch those people who want it now. So I'm almost hesitant to say sign up that way. You know, you may want to put a phone number there or something where they could book an appointment right away to see if it's a good fit. Because anybody that's willing to jump that, like I want it all, that kind of thing, they want it now. They want it like immediately.
Yeah.
And then the other ones with the toe wet. And I like the idea. Maybe play with those ideas. Get your toes wet.
Yeah. You know?
Just check out this, my little whatever, right? Jump right in. And maybe that's your 7-week menopause success system course.
Yeah.
Right? And then the third one is I want it all.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And
you can read all this, like, I just get it. My eyes hurt just looking at that, right? I don't want to read all that. Yeah.
That's why I've hesitated to edit it because I can't be fagged to read it, and I'm not even. It's mad.
Yeah.
Okay, so the hormone success system packages, discovery session, and essential hormone success system package, and then a bit about bioidentical hormone therapy and build a personal hormone profile. It's all redundant stuff. If you go to this page, and it's confusing having parts coming off the menu like that. But this is the packages that this online business manager organized for me. And it says a health breakthrough session, essential
hormone. This confuses people because they haven't talked to you or they haven't been in a webinar with you or they haven't had an exposure. This is just, it's too many choices. It's overwhelming. They're gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give them one entry.
And they don't know
it comes later. Right. But it's too much right up front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to get rid of that page completely and the other ones. And then events is a worryingly empty page of all my workshops and things that I haven't done like that. So I could unpublish that for a while, couldn't I?
Events, I would change it to call it speaking.
Right.
And I would, Dr. Ali's available for a speaking at your event. You know, here's right. How, put your name and email address here and we'll get in touch with you and we'll give you, we'll tell you how to get me to speak at your event. Dr. Ali is a dynamic speaker who wows the audiences and gets them to take action and helps to motivate and inspire. Contact me here if you want to discuss how I can help make your next event a roaring success.
Okay, so that was going to be where I do advertise my workshops and things, but it's just too complex, too messy.
Yeah, so what you can do if you want to advertise your workshops, you can actually get a Google Calendar if you want people to see where you're at. And you just call, you set a separate calendar called Dr. Ali's Events. And then there's a plugin on WordPress that you can actually plug in that onto the a page. And so you don't have to keep editing the page every time. All you have to do is add it to your Google Calendar.
Okay. That's right? Good. And that is similar to what you have on the NEPT website? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because you just have to click on it for more details and how to apply and whether it applies to you and stuff. That's really great.
Exactly.
And the resources page needs removing, as you can see. That's crap.
Oh. Yeah, you know, the first thing you need is right at the top, you need an opt-in on this website.
Yeah.
On every page. It should repeat on every page.
It is on every page, but it's these two at the bottom. There's a menopause and it's... it's a stress busting kit. And it would... Now that people have got used to pictures of ebooks, it would look better. It would be more tempting if it was a picture of an ebook.
Yeah.
You know, that looks like a book. It would make...
Not a tile. Yeah.
This doesn't look right, does it?
No. No, I mean, you can leave it there at the bottom of every page, but the resources page. So now you want to have a speaker page and an events page. The speaker, change one of those to the speaker. Make one speaker, one events, get rid of the resources page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Contact. So this is my contact form. So this is where I get most information. And it was amended for GDPR this year.
Okay. So, but make it sexy though. Like, and then why did I want to get in touch with you? Right?
Never thought of that.
Always be marketing. Every single page should get people excited about doing something with you.
Okay.
And it builds, right? If they're going through this site and it's just blah, more blah, 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 they're by the end, they're like, eh. Right, but if every page is like more and more exciting about why they should work with you, they will want to work with you. I would move the contact. Yeah, that's good. And then the blog and the client login.
And then the blog is got lots of information. So I've now Yeah, I've now recommissioned my blog writer, so I'm getting articles out again.
Good. Ooh, good. And she just comes up with the titles, or do you have to come up with the titles?
No, I came up with the titles through some work with a social media expert that I did a challenge up with her free page, but I know her anyway from a previous mastermind we were in together. But the work she came up with, the names were these, Menopause, Murder, and Mayhem. Good,
these are great. These are great. All the titles are great. 6 ways menopause can make you more productive. I love that. That's because it's, you're creating conflict. You're creating like, you're challenging a normal way of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's very good. It's very good. I think if you just clean it up with a new theme, it's going to brighten it up tremendously. And then you could one by one go through each page and come up with how to do it. And if there's a particular, you know, look at a couple of websites that have that theme where they're going. And there's another one called this Divi theme, but there's another one that Carl was just telling us about that he likes even more than that now, but similar, where it's very easy to customize. And I'll see if I'm going to write a note to myself. Or we'll
Excellent.
Okay. And then look at some, think of what you would want. You know, some of them have like something that just stays static and then other things that move. Like, what do you want the image to be?
Yeah. I did have some images in a previous incarnation.
Okay, but here's the thing. I just occurred to you. Website's great. Fixing the website's great. But one of the things we talked about a couple of months ago that you've been procrastinating is that video that says what you do, that you pop all over the place. That's a higher priority.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a high priority. That's what you want people to be seeing. And I would say for sure having an opt-in on every page at the top, the first thing people should see is that thing you're giving them away free, because that's where your eye wants to go to. In mine, it's up in the upper right-hand corner. On others, it's in like right below the banner, but there's a contrast where it says, get your free menopause success, you know, or happy, sexy menopause elixir book.
Yeah.
And then you want to capture them, that because that's your best bet. And then get them into a sequence where you nurture them. And then you send them to that video. Hey, thank you for signing up for my book. I just want to let you a little know about my thing, what I do, how I do it, why I'm different, et cetera. Okay?
And then finally, at the top left, we've got these holistic health penicill. Yeah, these are things, I think, that are then filter the blog. So this is not a pamphlet.
At the top, that's where you can move your blog and your client login piece. You can just have a link to the blog up there.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's just so much that people get overwhelmed. So if you had less across here and you took blog and client login and put them up there and then just get them right to the blog and the client login, then you can spread these out a little bit more and there's not so much to choose from.
Okay. Yep.
I don't know. Do you have any sense of Google Analytics, whether people are clicking those?
No, I assumed that Pam would put Google Analytics in, and she hasn't. And I just haven't done it, even though I've got it. I've used it in the past, but it's not set up on this website.
So that's what you want as part of this thing that you're going to get somebody on Upworks to clean it up. That you want Google Analytics on every page.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just don't want website shame to keep you from, or lack of a website to keep you from making progress. My website sucks. I haven't put any attention on it. I need to. I want to. But I'm too busy making money and helping people. And that's the way I look at it, right? So I've gone different way.
Fair enough.
Lisa, to just go right to send a doctor, you know, send Belisa, whatever it is, Bouncer Bod, directly to an opt-in. And then little by little, you can do that. Because that's a mistake a lot of people make. They spend hours and months and weeks, days, years, money getting their website looking good. And it's just another one of our procrastination tactics.
Yeah.
Because it's not necessary to have a successful business.
No.
Okay. You need to get out there speaking and getting people in consultations and very confidently offering them, this is what I think you need to be working on. This is your next step with me, and I can help you support you. Okay?
Okay.
You got tremendous value. You have tremendous talent, and I want it out there. Okay?
Yep.
Hey, I'm in kicking in the butt mode today.
Quite right, too.
Okay. Yeah. And I love that name, those names we came up with. So start to incorporate those into the pages. Because it's going to get people's attention. Right. Let them see who you really are.
Yeah.
You could have, so if you had a program, like you were really clear on what you are offering, you probably could have sold 30% of our NEPT people into your program for help. They were like, ooh, ow, she does this. She's so cool. Yeah. It's good. Feel a little uncomfortable. Because it's the uncomfortable that pushes you forward.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Now we're scared to death to get started with me. No, hopefully not. But, you know, we all have this talent inside of us. And I have coaches who kick my butt. And I get on calls sometimes and it's like, oh, they're right. I need to do this. What's holding me back? Yeah, we all just need that. Anybody have anything to add? Usually what we do at the end is we flow back around and just like, what's one takeaway that you're going to do so that it's confirmed and then you've made a commitment to the group. And I will challenge you all to go to the Facebook group and after this is over, say, this is what I commit to getting done by when. That way we've spoken it in public. Okay?
Yeah.
Annette. And if there's anything you picked up by somebody else's shares that you're taking away that you are going to do something with, let me know that too, because I always like to know that.
Okay. Well, I'm doing the opt-in by Friday, and then I'm sitting here going, well, Friday, we have group again on Friday, so I definitely have to have it done for the all day.
Yeah, to get feedback on it too. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. So I need to get that done. And I'm going to tweak the title from diabetic to diabetes. Thank you. That I will get done today, probably shortly after we get off. And work on how to get, you know, I can help you get rid of the chaos or calm the chaos in your life on there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's really good. Because that's how they live. You know?
That's how they live. It's chaotic to be a mom to begin with.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have a diabetic kid. It's got to be, it's, yeah.
It changes it, yeah.
Yeah.
A whole new level of, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and getting it right. I mean, that's, moms always want to get it right. But if you screw up a little bit on one thing, but when you screw up with a diabetic kid, yeah.
Yeah, it can be. It's not like, you know, oh, we ate too many sweets and we go and we get a cavity filled. Oh, we ate too many sweets and 40 years from now, you're going to lose a couple toes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very different. Yeah. Thank you. Good. Yes, we support you in getting that done.
Cool.
Lisa.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, either do the lead page. Yeah, do the lead pages or some kind of contact page and opt-in as you described to me. So I'm going to put together some materials I already have and use the logo and stuff that I already have and banner and just get something up.
Get it up and then make sure you have them redirect it.
that you'll have to have the web guy do. It's like a DNS thing, something. I mean, we have to go in the back end of the server to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yay. Allison?
I am going to, so I've been using the slow internet here as an excuse for not transcribing the information from previous calls where you've created some really good words for me to use. We now have cable in the area for the first time, and I need to get on in touch and sort that out. And I will go and see if the internet's better in there, do it from my iPhone rather than from here. But I will get to two more of the mastermind calls transcribed, and I will set up a script as previously discussed for getting my video done. And that's going to be within the next 2 weeks.
Great.
And I will also be deleting some of these or unpublishing some of these pages that are showing, so that the website has fewer pages and it's just straightforward.
Good. Wonderful. Perfect. Thank you. Jorge. Oops. Let me unmute you. Oops. It's not unmuting. Why can't I unmute you? Oh, wait. Okay, hello. Good.
Okay.
Now you're there.
I am going to start doing some videos of what I'm repetitive in order to start the program. I mean, doing videos, I don't know, by the middle of September, at least have 3 videos.
Okay, 3 videos. Okay, so what I would encourage you, that's good. Start with making yourself a list so you really know, like paying attention over the next 3 days and saying, okay, what am I saying over and over that I could put on videos? And what's my process that I go through with these folks? Right? Because the reason I say this is because making videos to me feels like it's a lot of work. It's heavy, right? Making a list of the videos I'm going to make. Hey, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that and have that done in a day or two and then feel that sense of accomplishment and then go. And then the other thing was make an appointment with me to do the 2-hour. And we'll decide, like, I don't want you to go forceful, out there just doing a whole bunch of videos and then find, wait a minute, maybe they should have been this video or that video. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I would love to support you and help you to make that list of videos you're going to do in such a way that it's going to fit really well with what your process, what your magic is that you do with people.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, that I... Okay, so really it's make that list. Like really pay attention and make a list and send it to me.
Excellent.
Okay?
Yes.
You got it. Yay. Yep. All right. Lynn, do you have anything to add?
I really support everybody in what you're doing. One thing to remember, I set notices to drink water. One thing I would offer to remember is that it's not about you. It's about the people we can help. So as you're developing these processes and videos and websites and so forth, don't lose sight of who that one person is that you're going to be talking to. And, you know, have a picture of them, do a vision board of what that person is, but always remember who that I'm talking to that I can help.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Lynn, is that one person, because we're trying to talk, we use this global language thing, and what we really are just talking to that one person. So, you know, and that one person is a representative of everybody. But if you speak it to that one Mary that you know that is a mom of a diabetic kid and is struggling, what are the struggles? And you speak to her, then you're going to speak to all of her sisters out there or her brothers out there. If you're speaking to one, you know, overweight, fatigued, fibromyalgia person, for example, that speaks to all of them. But when we try to speak to make sure our language is inclusive of this one and that one and this one and that one, you lose the ones you really want to speak to. And I've had that happen, and I've had to kind of put my foot down with my team when they say, well, why don't you change that to men and women? Or why don't you change that languaging so it's more inclusive? Say, no, I don't want to change it so it's more inclusive. I want it to feel like it hits and it lands for the people it's intended for. And for those other people, I want to push them away, right? Like you had a good point with it, Allie. I don't want the people who just want bioidentical hormones. So how do I repel the people who just want bioidentical hormones? They just want a Band-Aid fix, and attract the ones that really want to get to the root cause and create this amazing life. And if you think about how do I repel the people I don't want, it actually adds a little element of effectiveness to your writing, because it's really going to hone in, and those people are going to go there and go, ooh, wow. I remember this very distinctly when I was very long time ago. I was on a coaching thing, and it was Kendall Summerhawk, and it was led by one of her people, and it was a group call, and everybody got to introduce themselves as to who they were, what they did. And this one woman introduced herself about how she helped women entrepreneurs to create harmony in their relationship, and that led to success in their business or something along those lines, but it really incorporated that balance. And I was like, wow, I want to know more about what she does. Whereas if she said, yeah, you know, I help women in business help find their niche, or, you know, something along those lines, I would go, oh, that's nice. But it was so specific, and it hit me right in the heart. And I was like, I want to know more about her. She sounds like somebody who could be helpful for me. That's what you want. People go, oh, yeah, she's speaking to me. She just read my mind. That happened with Laura Fine it was with Trisha Nelson when she spoke on our two-day live stream, and she came on and she started speaking about the feelings and the way that an emotional eater responds. And one person wrote in and said, oh my God, I feel like she just read my mind. I need her program. That's what we want to be thinking about. So thank you all for being here. Any last words of wisdom before we hang up?
Thank you, everybody.
And Friday, we have our call all day. So just as a reminder, Friday we have our, I think it starts at 11:30 or something, Central.
Yeah.
It's our, just like, you know, really hammered out. So think about what you want to pursue. If you're thinking about languaging that you want, like you thinking about a page, just pick one of your pages, Allie. Think about how you want to do it and start to play around with some ideas, or what is it that I can most help you with in those, that time together. And think we have, I can't remember, we have people signed up for it. So I can't remember the numbers, but I don't remember how many are signed up. It can't be more than 8 or 9. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, where's my end? Oops. Okay, good.